Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
They were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Hallelujah. Then what does Jesus say after that?
Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. It's a big problem that we have. The laborers are few. Now, this is a problem that Jesus mentioned. And if it's bothering the Lord Jesus, it's bothering me also. That the laborers are few. In other words, every church in the world is supposed to be jam-packed. Because the harvest truly is plenteous. There are many people who wish they were here. But sometimes they don't even know that we exist. You know, one day we were doing outreach, and I met a lady just there. And I said, "I'm inviting you to our church." She said, "Where's your church?" So I pointed here. She said, "Ah, there's a church here." I said, "Look at it, look there." She didn't know. And she walks up and down everything. So it's not that there's not enough people to go to church. There is a deception in this life. Especially in people who are not involved in the work of God. People always think that there are too many churches. It's not true. There are not enough churches. There must be more churches. We need more churches. Tell your neighbor, say, "We need more churches."
Yeah.
One time, one lady came to visit my mother. And they started talking about churches. And unfortunately, I was there. And this lady said to my mother, that, "Hey, every pastor these days wants to have a big church." And she said it in a negative way. I said, excuse, "I'm sorry to overhear your conversation. But it's not that we just want to have big churches. The more the churches are full, it is the less people going to hell. The more the churches are empty, it means more people are going to hell. So we need more churches, not less, more. We need more pastors, not less. The fact that one or two pastors may have gone off-ramped, it doesn't mean that now there's too many churches. We still need more. As we are sitting here, if you go to the mall, on a Sunday, during church time, If you walk in the streets now of
Malfias,
we'll be seeing people just walking, minding their business. No God in their mind. So Jesus says, the harvest truly is plenteous. But the laborers are few. So there is a need for shepherds. There is a need for people that God can use. And my prayer is that you will become a soldier in the army of God to participate in this spiritual war that is going on, so that by the grace of God, God can use you and I to prevent somebody from going to hell, even if it's just one person. What shall a man, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? It means that one soul is more valuable than the whole world put together. One soul. If you save your friend, you have done something extremely big. It's just that we live in an environment and a society that doesn't celebrate you doing good in God's eyes. Who has been for a job interview before? In your life, you've been for a job. Have you ever, in your job interview, have they ever asked you, do you go to church on Sundays? Hello? They don't even care. Do they ask you, do you have a Bible? Okay, maybe in a job interview, until they ask you, what are your strengths and weaknesses, isn't it? Have you ever said, you know, one of my strengths is outreach? You know, I can win souls. I love souls. They will kick you out.
That's a crush.
In this life, they don't celebrate at all. Serving God, winning souls, knowing the word of God, it means zero. In this life, they only recognize you when your pockets become a little bit big. When you have some money. When your bank account becomes big. Then suddenly they see you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray to my Father, who is in heaven, that he will divinely select you and place you in his army. I pray to my God that your life will not be a waste. I pray to the King of Kings that you will never have regrets when it comes to your walk with him. I pray, O Heavenly Father, that you will awaken your people. Awaken them in the name of Jesus. Awaken them in the name of Jesus. Let us have shepherds. Put your hands together for Jesus. Now, I've got 2 points today. And then I will let you go. I'm teaching you how you can basically become involved in the work of God.
How you can become
a shepherd. Hallelujah. If you remember, I told you that a shepherd is someone who avails his or her time for God. And in this context, for God's work. Hallelujah. Play it, brother. You are blessing me. Someone say, for God's work.
in this church, in our church, we are not looking at whether you are a gifted person. We are not looking whether you are married or not married. We are not looking whether you have money or don't have money. We are not looking at whether you are young or whether you are old. We are not looking at whether you are educated or not educated. We don't care about those things. If you just have the interest that I love God and I care about the things that God cares about, according to us, you can be involved in the work of God. Regardless of your age, regardless of your gender, regardless of your giftings or lack of giftings, we don't care. We just look at the desire. I want to serve God. I want to do something for God. And if there's that desire in your heart, no matter how little it may be, but you feel that it bothers you and you wish that you can participate in this great work, then don't waste time. Don't keep sitting down. Come and join. And let's do something for God. None of us here are perfect. None of us. Me, the preacher, I'm not perfect. Sometimes when I look at other men of God, I feel like a boy of God. When I am amongst other men of God, I don't feel like a man of God. Because even my voice, it doesn't sound anointed. There are men of God, when they say hallelujah, you just want to say praise the Lord. When I say hallelujah, when other men of God said, let's pray, even the voice.
Hallelujah.
You can even hear that this voice is a prayer warrior type of voice.
Hey.
Some men of God, when they start a service, come and see how they sing. Me, when I sing, I start with one key, I end up in another key. I don't know what's going on. But with all my imperfections, I have a desire. I want to try. When I die, I don't want to have any regrets. Because Moses said to God, Lord, I'm a stutterer. I can't talk. I've got this problem. The Bible says, and God became angry. Became angry. Because you're just focusing, giving excuse after excuse after. Just go and serve him. Bishop Doug, who is my father in the Lord, one day went and met, I believe it was T.L. Osborne, one of the generals in the kingdom. And the T.L. Osborne, Mamruti, used to do a lot of crusades worldwide. And so Bishop Doug at that time had just begun doing crusades.
Bishop Nayawayan's Ama Crusade.
And his crusades were fairly doing well.
Ama Crusade Akai Hambagal.
And he met T.L. Osborne.
Wasangana no T.L. Osborne.
And he said, T.L. Osborne, tell me.
What will Osborne tell me?
How do you know where to have a crusade? Like, okay, let's say you have a crusade here in Mafias. How do you know where to hold your next one?
Wasganjanu tenyozo ibambela gupi.
You know what T.L. Osborne said? He said, don't be spooky. Don't be spooky. Just go and serve God. The Bible says,
iBhayibheli lithi,
go make disciples of all nations.
Hamba wenza abafundi bezizwe zonke.
Just go.
Hamba.
Do something.
Yenza utho.
So some people think that they're going to feel like and then hear like an
no.
It's not necessary. Just start. Pastor, me, I can't speak in tongues. When I started serving God, I also couldn't speak in tongues. But I started. Just start. Step out. Do something. I was listening to Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams recently. And yesterday I was teaching on how some people get called. And some people are called in a spectacular way, Bonnie. And other people are called in an ordinary way. So Archbishop, he found himself in hospital. Because one day he was sitting in his house and he had a voice, a demonic power. And the voice said, take a candle and light it on. And after he put the flame on the candle, the voice said, put your hand on top of the fire. And when he tells us this testimony, he says that he was powerless against that voice. Whatever the voice told him to do, he couldn't resist it. So he put his hand on top of the flame. And the voice said, keep it there. And the flame started burning his fingers. And he said, my fingers started frying. You know when you fry meat? He said, my fingers were frying. Until I could start seeing the bones. And the next thing, he was waking up in hospital. When he was lying on the hospital bed, Jesus suddenly walked in. And Jesus said to him, let's make a deal. If you serve me, I will keep the demons away. And he said to the Lord, it's a deal.
What a deal.
Now this man had no training. He was never going to any church. And he started serving God. So someone recently asked him, what were you doing? What were you saying? He said, all I would do is tell people my testimony. He said, I'll lift up my hand. His hand is now like this. The fingers are gone. He said, I'll lift up my hands. I said, do you see these hands? And explain his testimony. And then he'll say, Jesus came into my hospital bed. And people would get saved. You just don't think too much. Just serve God. You are even better. You know some scriptures.
We are nalones.
Anyway, to become a shepherd, one of the things that you have to understand is that a shepherd is a gatherer. Is a gatherer, someone who gathers. Hallelujah. Let's read a couple of verses. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 30.
Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30. Are we there? Yes.
Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30. Who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad.
And he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. So the heart of a shepherd, the mind of a shepherd, the work of a shepherd is that of gathering people. He said that if you are not gathering, then you are scattering. No, you are scattering. If you are not gathering, you are scattering. In this church, you must ask yourself, am I working with Jesus together? Together people? Are you working with Jesus together, people? Or are you against Jesus and you are scattering them? Ask yourself. Don't answer, but ask yourself.
Zibuze wena uqobo.
Is there any effort in your life?
Kukhona ukuphethekela empilweni yakho.
To gather people.
Ukuhlanganisa abantu.
In the house of God.
Endlini kaNkulunkulu.
Because that's what he said he's doing.
Yilokho athe uyakwenza.
He said it's either you are with me or you are against me.
Uthi unami noma ulwa nami.
It's either you are gathering with me or you are scattering.
Uyahlangana nami or uyahlakaza.
If you are not gathering people, then you probably are scattering them.
Mawungahlanganisa abantu kusho ukuthi uyabahlakaza.
So a shepherd is someone who gathers people.
Umelusi umuntu ohlanganisa abantu.
Into the house of God.
Endlini kaNkulunkulu.
It's so simple.
Kulula.
Just invite somebody.
Mema umuntu.
So simple.
Kulula.
Hello, are you here?
Nikhona na.
You look like your mind is far.
Nibuke ngathi nile.
Are you here?
Nikhona la.
Tell her never come back, come back.
Tshela makhelwane buya khongo.
He's a gatherer.
Inhlanga.
So you and I must also be gatherers.
Mina nawe kumele sihlanganise.
Are you listening to me? That's the work of a shepherd.
Umsebenzi kamelusi.
Extremely simple.
Kulula kakhulu.
Simple.
Kulula.
Just gather people.
Hlanganisa abantu.
If you are serving God and you are not gathering people,
uma usebenzela uNkulunkulu ungahlanganisa abantu,
there's something off with you.
Kunenkinga khona ngawe.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Shaya izandla ushayele uJesus.
Let's read some more scriptures. Matthew 23. Verse 37, quickly. Matthew 23, verse 37.
Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Who is speaking there?
It's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem. The one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
Hallelujah. Amen. He says, how often would I have gathered thy children together? In other words, he's saying, I wish,
uti ngiyafisa,
I desire
ngiyafisa,
to have gathered you. You see, the mind of the heart of a shepherd is to gather people into the house of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You also, your heart, your desire, your passion as a shepherd must be to gather people.
Hallelujah.
Let's read another verse. Read for me Micah chapter 2, verse 12. Micah chapter 2 and verse 12. The book of Micah chapter 2 and verse 12. Tell anybody it's in your Bible, it's there. It's there.
Have
we found it?
Micah chapter 2 and
verse 12. I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together like sheep of the fold, like a flock in the midst of their pasture. They shall make a loud noise because of so many people.
Hallelujah. So you can see the passion that God has
for
gathering his people. Can you see it? Let's read another one. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11. Yes.
Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm.
He will do what?
He will gather.
Gather the lambs. Uh-huh.
With his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And carry them in his bosom. And gently lead those who are young. Who are with young.
Amen. Read Ezekiel chapter 34. From verse 1. To verse 19. Ezekiel 34.
Ezekiel 34.
From verse 1 to verse 19.
Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel.
Prophesy against the shepherds. Okay.
Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord, Go to the shepherds. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves.
They're doing what?
They feed themselves.
Feeding themselves. Mercy.
Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost, but with force and cruelty you have ruled them.
Amen. So God says that there are some of the sheep that are sick. There are some of the sheep that are weak. Some of them are lost. But you have not visited them. You know, in today's time, I was telling them yesterday, I used to preach at schools. And I went to one particular school in
Mamelodi.
And they invited me and prepared a service. And after the service, it's a high school that I was at.
Secondary.
Some of the kids were coming to greet me. And one of them came. Stand up.
Hello.
As I was sitting down and they came to greet me.
Look, what
grade are you? Grade 9. And the person said, Hello, I am prophetess. What's your name? I'm prophetess Kanye.
What's your prophet Kanye?
I was looking at this grade
9
that is already a prophetess. Hey, put your hands together for her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Already she's a prophetess.
We say graduated and a prophet.
Say graduated.
Hey.
The sheep are sick.
Izimvu ziyagula.
The sheep are lost.
Izimvu ilahlekile.
The sheep are weak.
Izimvu zibuthakathaka.
You are busy giving yourself titles.
Wena lokhu unika izinto.
Instead of just doing the work of God.
Ungabe wenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Instead of visiting God's people who are sick. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Instead of finding the ones that are lost. All you are interested in. That's why God said you are busy feeding yourself. It's about you. You don't care about God's people. So a shepherd that is a gatherer is concerned when there's a sheep missing. During the week, I communicated with someone from the church because they were not around the last week or two. And when I send them a text, I said, how are you? The response was, Pastor, I'm very sick.
Wathi, Pastor, ngigula kakhulu. Ngathi,
I said to the person,
ngathi kuyena.
They explained to me what was wrong.
Wachaza ke
mntana. I said to them, in a scale of 1 to 10,
ngathi kulokho kuyishumi.
How bad is the sickness?
Kukhulu kanganani
ukugula. And I said, Pastor, it's a 20.
Wathi ku 20.
God, wow.
Ngathi,
so I'm concerned, you see. I'm not ready to call myself apostle. So no. There's a sheep that is sick. There's a sheep that is lost. You can call me Mickey Mouse. I don't care. All I care about is the sheep. The lost sheep. The sick sheep. The sheep that is weak. I'm not interested in what people call me. Because in today's time, most of the people who are serving God, especially the upcoming ones, they just want shoulders that I am
a
man of God, man of God. Come down, man of God, let's go for the sheep. Continue where you left off.
Verse 5. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered.
Nice.
My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth. And no one was seeking.
And no one was searching for them. This is God talking. Nobody. The shepherds are busy feeding themselves. The shepherds are busy giving themselves titles. You see, our church is a young church. Can you see? There are churches that are even smaller than us. Already they have archbishop. Apostle.
No, apostle.
You're an archbishop of what? Of what?
Archbishop one.
An apostle of what?
Apostle one.
God says, my sheep are wandering.
They're
being hunted and devoured by wild animals. And nobody is searching for them. Continue.
Verse 7. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock.
Someone say, mercy, Lord. Continue.
Therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they may no longer be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out.
So God now is saying, I'll do it myself.
Because you refused.
You don't care. I'll do it for myself. Someone say, mercy, Lord, mercy. Continue.
Verse 12. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep and delivered them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. And I will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. They shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. Bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. And as for you...
You see, even among the sheep, he says he will destroy the fat,
And the strong.
So, there are sheep who have become fat and strong. While at the same time, there are sheep that are sick and weak. Sometimes in a church, there are church members who have become fat. And like I said last week, they're supposed to develop into the being a shepherd. And then just become fat and they come to church and sit and have become criticizers of everything that has happened. They've become fat. They think they know everything. They think they've graduated the Bible. They don't need to be taught anymore. They know all of pastor stories. They know all of pastor scriptures. Even before I open a scripture, they'll say, "Mbon,
uzavula
Matthew." And then I say, "Matthew chapter 9." Then they've become fat. No longer moved anymore. The fact that sheep have become fat, it means they are not doing anything. Because that's what makes us fat. Lots of food, little exercise. Tell a neighbor, say, "You look like a fat sheep." Are you a fat sheep? Continue.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I shall judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and goats. Is it too little for you to have eaten up the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pasture, and to have drunk of the clear waters, that you must fall the residue with your feet?
Mm-hmm.
And as for my flock, they eat what you have trampled with your feet, and they drink what you have fouled with your feet.
Put your hands together for Jesus. This is another problem with sheep, Sandile. They come, they find clear waters, and they drink. When they've become full, they start walking on the clear waters, trampling on the waters. When the other ones are coming to drink, it's muddy waters. And sometimes people behave like that. When they come to the church and they are new, they are receiving. They are blessed. But once they become full, they start muddying the waters and trampling the pasture. they start opening their mouths negatively in such a manner that when a new ship comes, they don't drink the clear waters that they experienced when they came. And the waters are not clear because have stopped being clear, not because someone has done anything wrong. But the same ship that is talking is the one that is muddying the waters. And then he's pointing and says, look at this. Do you see that one? It's a big problem when you don't become a shepherd. Now, what I want you to notice is that God was saying his sheep are lost, his sheep are wandering. His sheep are sick. There's nobody to gather them. There's nobody to search for them. I mean, in our church, you will notice every time you walk into our church, there's a list that you either have to tick,
no more ticker,
or you have to write your name. Have no you noticed? We started that thing during COVID. And then when COVID finished,
COVID
Mamruti said, we still want to do this thing.
What is
this? I said, why? Because COVID is finished.
COVID.
She said that we want to know all these people, get their context. So that we can, if they disappear, we can go search for them. We can look for them. We'll have their context. And what she did recently, she compiled a list of people who haven't been coming to church. Because that's what a shepherd does. He's a gatherer. He's concerned about the sick. My wife here, yeah, we don't call her pastor, lady pastor. Is that your title? And she's never come to me and said, whenever we
come
to
routine,
now. Apostle or ring. We never even have such a conversation. She just does the work of God. I've got no pressure to come and say, today we... She's no more Mom Ruthie, she's Bishop. It's not conversations we have. Can we just do the work of God?
Please?
Are you understanding what I'm trying to say to you? So she compiled a list and she's giving to some of the people who are involved in church.
So
please, can you help me phone this one? Help me find out what's going on with this one. Help me find out. One time she was sad. Sad. And I said to her, what's wrong? And she said, I bought it at time for 120.
What to tell you? 120.
Calling people.
A phone band.
Calling people.
A phone band.
Yes, Mam Ruthie. No. Yeah, I wasn't around, but this Sunday.
Hey.
Sometimes some of the things that the people say.
Hey.
But anyway, many of them promised to come. And not even one pitched up. And she said, I bought 120 rand
God,
and spent
100.
It in a day calling people. I said, sister, we are pressing on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't even need her to do any list.
You are
here. You come Sunday after Sunday. You have eyes. Do you not have eyes? And what normally church members, what we've noticed, normally every Sunday they sit roughly more or less on the same chair.
Njalo ngamasonto banokuhlala.
Just look around, you'll notice that where you were sitting last week, you are sitting at the same place. So it's easy to see when someone is not at church. Nobody needs to tell you.
Oh,
you don't agree? Okay. It's easy. So even after church, hello, how are you? I'm so and so. And just to know. Because you are sitting next to each other every week. So that the day that one of you disappears, the other can call, I haven't seen you this week. Are you okay?
All right.
And you never know. It might be someone is going through disaster. And they just need someone to say it is well.
It is well.
Hallelujah. May you become a shepherd. Care. Someone's just to care. God doesn't have to say, I will do it myself. I'll do it myself. Because nobody cares. Lord, I'm here. What? You don't have to. I'm here. I'll try. I don't have all the giftings of all other men of God. The little that I have, I will try. And you too, you can try. You can get involved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together one more time. Now, my time is up. But I really want to say one more thing. Because next week, I want to start preaching about other things. Becoming a shepherd, is a demonstration of love. A demonstration of love. I want you to read two scriptures and then we are going to close. The first one, let's read John chapter 21 and verse 15. I'm sorry that I'm not preaching messages that make you jump and shout. I can preach them, I'll do them one day. But can we care about our brothers and sisters first? So that when we start jumping and shouting and celebrating, they will be there with us. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
John chapter 21 and verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon,
can we start maybe verse 12 or something? I want somewhere where they said they are going fishing, somewhere there. Should
John,
I?
Chapter 21 and verse 8.
Okay.
But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals.
No. Let's start at verse 1.
John chapter 21 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing.
Ah, this is what I wanted.
They said to him, "We are going with you also."
Simon Peter said,
Simon Peter wathi,
"I'm going fishing."
Ngiyodoba.
Now Peter is someone who had been walking with Jesus for 3 years.
UPetro behamba noJesu iminyaka emithathu.
So Jesus turning water into wine.
UJesu wenza amanzi
ewayini. So Jesus walking on water.
Wahamba phezu kwamanzi.
So Jesus raising the sick from the dead.
Wambona evusa abafileyo.
He saw Jesus being transfigured.
Wambona enziwe.
He changed. His face suddenly became brighter than the sun.
Ushintsha bakhobu ushintsha kufana no.
Peter was there.
UPeter wayekhona.
When Jesus was walking on water.
UJesu hamba phezu kwamanzi.
Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come."
UPeter wathi mangabe kuwena.
And he stepped out of the boat.
Yenza ukubangise.
And started walking in water.
Wahamba phezu kwamanzi.
He was there.
Wayekhona.
Now when Jesus had just left for about 40 days.
Ngenkathi uJesu ehambile nje isikhashana.
Peter forgot all those things.
UPeter wakhohlwa ikho konke.
And he said, "I'm going back to my old life."
Wathi ngibuyela empilweni yami yokuqala.
Because he was a fisherman.
Ngoba bengumdobi.
He said, "I'm going back fishing."
Wathi ngibuyela emuva ngiyodoba.
Jesus was already on the journey to heaven.
UJesu wayesendleleni ebheke ezulwini.
And maybe an angel said, "Hey."
Maybe ingelosi sathi, "Hey."
Lo Peter buyela emuva.
Nangu Peter jike buyela emuva.
Jesus had to come back.
UJesu kwakumela abuye futhi.
Read verse 15.
Verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?"
Do you love me?
Uyangithanda na?
More than this. He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep."
Feed my sheep.
Yipha izimvu zami.
So in God's eyes,
emehlweni kaNkulunkulu,
it's not enough to say, "Lord, I love you."
Akwanele ukuthi iNkosi ngiyakuthanda.
But your love for him,
kodwa uthando lwakho kuwena,
becomes real.
Loba ngolwempela.
When you get involved in his work.
Mawuhlanganyele emsebenzini wakhe.
Pastor, what is God's work?
Pastor, umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu yini?
It's his people.
Abantu bakhe.
It's his people.
Abantu bakhe.
God just wants to have a relationship with his people.
UJesu ufuna ukuba nobudlelwano ngabantu bakhe.
And he wants to walk with them.
Ufuna ukuhamba nabo.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now when you get involved,
mawuhlanganyela
to help another person,
ukusiza omunye umuntu,
to become aware of God, number 1,
abheke kuNkulunkulu,
to develop a relationship with God, number 2,
udlelwane noNkulunkulu,
and to start walking with his God,
aqala ukuhamba nalo uNkulunkulu wakhe,
that is the work of God.
Yilowo umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Whether they call you prophet, apostle, a bishop,
it's
just titles.
Just in jail.
But this is the work.
God and now umsebenzi.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So when you begin this work or get involved in this work, it is one of the highest form of demonstration of his love. Of rather your love for him. Do you understand? Now read for me Isaiah chapter 3 verse 1. This is the last one, and then we close. Read up until verse 8. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 8.
Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
For behold, the Lord of hosts, takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stock and the store, the whole supply of bread, and the whole supply of water. The mighty men and the men of war, the judge and the prophet.
He takes away. So God is taking away. Okay. Are you following? What is he taking away? The mighty men.
The mighty men and the men of war.
Okay, continue.
The judge and the prophets.
The judge and the prophets, yes.
And the diviner of the elder.
Uh-huh.
The captain of the 50 and the honorable men.
Uh-huh.
The counselor and the skillful artisan.
Mm.
And the expert enchanter.
Mm-hmm.
I will give children to be their princes. And babes shall rule over them.
I'll give children to be what?
Their princes.
Their princes. Uh-huh.
And babes shall rule over them.
So, what is God saying here? God is saying that I'm going to take away from the land the leaders in the different fields of society. The mighty men, the soldiers,
the judge,
the
judges, the prophets, religious leaders, I'll take them away. And he says that I will make children to become their leaders. Are you following? Let's continue.
Verse 5. The people will be oppressed, everyone by another.
When you remove leadership, especially good leadership, the Bible says, and the people will be oppressed.
Everyone by his neighbor. The child will be insolent towards the elder, and the base towards the honorable. What a man takes hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, you have clothing, you be our ruler, and let these runes be under your power. In that day, he will be protest, saying, I cannot cure your ills, for in my house is neither food nor clothing. Do not make me a ruler of the people.
Mm-hmm.
For Jerusalem stumbled and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory.
Amen. Okay, close your Bibles and look at me. So, God says, he will take away the leaders of the land and replace the leaders with children. And as a result, poverty, oppression, anarchy, disaster in the land, because I've removed leadership. And God did this because he was angry with God's people. The relationship, if you read the Bible, you'll see that God saved the Israelites. They follow him, they stop following, he becomes angry, punishes them, they start following. After some times they stop, he punishes them. That was basically the relationship. And so, this time around, he said, I'll punish them by removing leadership. And when you remove leadership, disaster. Are you listening to me? Now, a lot of parents in raising their children, they make the horrible mistake of thinking that if I give my child everything, the child will suddenly become, you know, a type of child that I want them to become. For you to raise a good child, good children, who will not embarrass you, who will make you proud, the children need leadership. They need you to be a parent. They need discipline. They need you to discipline them. They need you to correct them. You don't just give your children love, love, love. Another aspect of love is discipline. Another aspect of love is taking a belt and beating the buttocks. I know you won't say amen. You don't like this.
Amen.
Some parents, they just want to be their children's friends. And they forget to be parents. Sooner or later, the child will treat you the way he or she treats their friends. Because you neglected the discipline aspect of raising the child. Leading the child, you neglected it. Some parents allow their children to do anything. Mine is young, but she already knows.
Got to say us.
Because she's not allowed to just do anything. She's not. She's got a time that she must sleep. Whether it's Monday, whether it's Friday, at a certain time,
galalwa.
Are you here?
In the corner.
They need discipline. They need correction. It is part of the love. They need guidance. It is part of the love. Many parents, I won't say it. So what I want you to become aware of is even in the context of the house of God, God's people need leadership. They need guidance. They need correction. They need it. Without it, they themselves will destroy their lives. They will destroy their walk with God. They will be oppressed. They will suffer. They will be in pain. So when you become a shepherd, you are allowing God to demonstrate how much He loves His people through you. He's doing it through you. Because God needs someone, like Sandile was saying, that demons cannot operate without a body. So they enter into people and begin to influence people in order to have an impact in society. Same with God. He cannot operate on the earth legally without a body. That's why Jesus had to be born and be clothed with flesh so that He can come and influence the world. Now that He is in heaven, He needs you and me. He needs our bodies so that He can influence people, give them guidance, give them leadership, correct them when they are wrong, discipline them. When this begins to become part and parcel of people's lives, normally when you correct someone, it's not nice. Even me, when I correct my child, and some parents don't beat their children, I still believe in beating. Not abusing, beating. Tell your neighbor, "Ngiyaka afe."
Tell my children, "Ngiyaka afe."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every now and then, my daughter will come to me.
njalo nje ndodazi yami
nokuzathi
baba
ngiyakuthanda
mangingedwa mhlawumbe ngumuntu ostrict endlini
ngistrict
okudlula wonke umuntu endlini uyazi kodwa uyangithanda kunjalo.
She recognizes that even when I'm angry, my anger is for her to help her so that she can be a better person. As young as she is, she can recognize. Parents, please parent. Don't leave the children to parent themselves. Tomorrow they will suffer. They need leadership. They need guidance. Love is not only giving, giving, giving. Parenting is not just giving, giving, giving. It is guidance. It's discipline. It's correcting. It's teaching. Showing them the way. What is right, what is wrong. Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
And tell the neighbor, say, it's never too late. 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 It's never. It's going to be awkward in the beginning. Because you are a go with the flow type of parent. And if you haven't noticed, this go with the flow attitude is breeding a beast in your house. Are you?
Nikon.
Huh? Hello? Am I still talking to you? This going with the flow attitude is creating a beast. Say it again, I like the way.
Inkunzi yesilwane.
Inkunzi yesilwane. If you haven't noticed, you're still about to notice.
Mangabongazo qaphela
sazobona. It's because you go with the flow.
Ngabo hamba nje nabahambayo.
My child is not allowed to watch anything. Even Popeyes.
No Popeye.
When I noticed that this particular
Popeye
is giving her pride, I
said,
I don't like this one anymore. Should I see you watch this one? There will be hell in this house. But Pastor, it's Popeyes.
Baba Popeye.
I'm watching.
Mbeki.
Because I want to model a certain type of child who will become a certain type of adult who will have an impact in society. So I even monitor the
Popeyes.
Sometimes when I see an attitude I don't like when she behaves in a way I don't like. Sometimes when I investigate, I realize that it comes from a certain Popeye she's watching. But you, your child, from morning till midnight,
Popeye.
Because even the Popeyes now are teaching children girlfriend and boyfriend.
No Popeye phela na baba abafundisa or girlfriend.
You're seeing a small little thing like this, watch it.
Ubona umncane ku Popeye kungaka.
And the Popeye will say, "Who's your girlfriend?"
U Popeye uthi bani girlfriend.
Oh, my girlfriend is so so and so and so.
Uthi Susan.
And you see the Popeyes kissing each other. Mwah!
When
you
Popeye, mwah.
And you're okay with it.
When you long ilang ako.
Before you know it.
And obu bone.
When your child is still this age.
Intano ake ngaga njenai.
You'll be getting a phone call.
Uzobe setoli call.
From school.
esikoleni.
Your child is doing this and that.
Umntana akho uyenza nalokho nalokho.
You didn't correct at the time you were supposed
to. Akazumlungise ngesikhathi esifanele.
Hello?
Yebo.
And I don't know, I'm just going to say this. If it makes you angry, please kwatela uNkulunkulu, okay?
If you kwatisa, don't be angry for me.
No, I won't say it.
Angakusho.
Let me say it this way.
Angusho ngale ndlela le.
Try your best.
Zama kakhulu.
That your children
umntanakho
are next to you.
Useduze kwakho.
Are you understanding?
Amen.
Try your best.
Zama.
That your children must be next to you.
Umntanakho ahlale seduze kwakho.
Even if you don't have anything.
Noma ngaba unalutho.
It's okay. Come suffer together with them.
Ilungile woza sokole sonke la.
It's okay. Why?
Yini?
Nobody can love them the way you do.
Akekho ngamthanda ngendlela omthanda ngayo.
And you want them to be great.
And ufuna bemkhulu.
And so when you see certain tendencies.
Khona uma ubona lokho obuvimba.
That are destructive.
Okuwena kumhlanganisayo.
You will most likely correct them fast.
Uzokwazi ukusheshsha umlungise.
When they are far from you.
Mangabe kude nawe.
They just fall into all sorts of things.
Bangena kuzo zonke izinto.
And you are not aware.
And when awubhekile.
By the time you are aware.
Ngenkathi uthi uyabheka.
They will call you when a disaster has happened.
Bazokubiza sokumoshakele.
Now by the time you fix it, it's big.
Ngenkathi uthi uyakulungisa sokukhulu.
But when they are close.
Kodwa mayeseduze kwakho.
You can fix it when it's just it looks like you are not sure.
Kusabonisa.
You can immediately fix it.
Uyashesha ukulungisa.
Not having money doesn't make you a bad parent.
Ngabenamali akusho ukuthi umama omubi.
You can give so much to your children even if you don't have money.
Ungamnika okukhulu ungenamali nje.
You can teach them.
Ungamfundisa.
You can correct them.
Ungamlungisa.
I always say this, I know my time is up, but I feel I must say this. I always say
nginohlale ngisho
because you know our education
is free fundo zethu
is not the same as the education being taught today.
Ayifani nale mfundo yamanje.
Do you understand? Even if you don't understand the books
mangabe ungaqondi incwadi,
call your child,
biza umntanakho,
hlala,
sit here,
this is your chair,
esakho lesi
table.
Itafula leli.
If you don't have a table, bed doesn't matter.
Nalo noma yini.
Do your homework.
Yenze homework yakho.
And you watch her do it, or you watch him do it.
We are men.
Ay mama ngangeng.
Mama haya. Plaza lapho. 1 plus 1.
So Ankira, you can't help because you don't understand Ankira.
Angithi ngikunceda ngoba
ufuna. Watch them.
Kodwa buka nje, buka.
And then she say, "Mama, papa, I don't understand
this." Izothi mina
ngizwa la. Make a note.
Yenza ama note.
Tell your teacher these ones you don't understand.
Tell uteacher ukuthi lokhu nalokho
akukondi. Come and show me what the teacher said.
Sasubuza ukutshela uteacher uthini.
The next day. Come, show me. Yeah, the teacher said one, even if you are seeing stars, you don't understand.
So,
good, my child, well done, well done.
Good.
What's today's homework? And sit down with them. You don't have money, you don't have
money.
This one you can do. Ask your neighbor, do you have a chair in your house? Do you have a chair? Then you can do this. Sometimes the children make you feel bad. Hey, I want Nike. I want what? What do the children want in these days?
Jordan.
Huh? Jordan. Why are you parents acting like you don't know what the children are crying for? Air Force. Lean happen. What else do they want? Xbox.
maybe the Xbox. I will never buy my child anything like that. Never. You sit down and you just play games. The whole day. Never. But daddy, I'm bored. When my child says I'm bored.
Nothing, I'm crazy.
Take something, draw.
Do something.
I'm bored.
Uporegil.
Sis, man.
Yes, sis.
Am I saying something wrong? Now, I know I'm talking about, okay.
Amen.
But this type of love that I'm showing that you must have for your children, God's people also need it. You understand?
Amen.
When you show leadership in the house of God, you are demonstrating the highest form of love. If you like, you are allowing God to show somebody else that He loves them through you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. I love you people. Eh? Do you know that I love you? Can I tell you a secret that you don't know? Everything will go well in your life.
Will
go well.
Amen.
I promise you it will go well. Put your hands together for me.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.